Well, as it gets warmer here across the state, it's nice to get outside and exercise. And we know that physical activity is one part of physical wellness. You know, I think it's especially true for older adults. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. We're talking about healthy aging this hour in honor of National Senior Health and Fitness Month. Our guest, Betsy Abramson, she joins us by phone. She's the executive director of the Wisconsin Institute for Healthy Aging. It's great to have her come by to talk with us. And certainly we want to hear from you. What's your exercise regimen look like? Have you worked with your doctor to make sure you're exercising and eating well? What do you think others should know about healthy aging? I hope you'll call in. The number is 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. Betsy Abramson, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Larry. Pleasure to be here.
Great to have you with us today. So what's the aim of this day? Today is National Senior Health and Fitness Day.
It is. Well, every day is a day for healthy aging in our world here, and it's a day to really point out and really give a lot of attention to what we all need to do, because from the day we're born, we all hope to be engaged in healthy aging. And our agency is 100% committed to helping folks in Wisconsin and across the nation do just that.
You know, last week I was in Canada. I played in a golf tournament, and I played in that tournament for 25 years. Mm-hmm. And I have always been the oldest person in the tournament by about 10 years.
Okay.
And so I've had a chance to see, sort of the normal change that takes place. And I've often told these guys that I'm playing against, just wait till you're my age. And I've had a chance to see them change in ways that I changed 10 years earlier. So.
Mm-hmm.
As you look at challenges older adults face as they age, especially when it comes to health and fitness, what do you see?
I see that it's like most everything. You can use it or lose it. But what we know most of all is it's never too late to start. We run an agency that runs 10 evidence-based health promotion programs that are offered around the state, and they all include a component of behavior change in there, so that folks who want to get started in a healthier life, including it might be exercise, it might be improving their nutrition, managing a chronic condition, reducing their falls risk, it's never too late to start that. And we have tools, luckily here in Wisconsin, to help folks do that.
You know, I was thinking, again, my own experience where I had some knee issues. I got those issues cleared up, and then I mm-hmm. started in on a kind of a jogging regime that I hadn't done before on a regular basis. And I was just amazed at how kind of fun it's gotten to be. And
good for you.
And how much better I feel after I finish.
There you go. Right, exactly. And, you know, you're a guy who, best I know your work, Larry, it's a lot of sitting down.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, they say that sitting is the new smoking. So with all of our technology and so many of us in office jobs, good for you for realizing you have to you have to stand up, and not only stand up but get moving, and have found a way, okay, so maybe you're not going to run a marathon the first week, but you're moving, and that's what counts.
You know, you mentioned, not smoking. Good health includes, obviously, not smoking, a healthy diet, physical activity, that
mm-hmm.
sort of thing. What are some things that play a role that may surprise people?
I think it's also about having social engagement, not being socially isolated. We have new research out now that shows that folks who feel lonely and are socially isolated, it has the same deleterious effect on your health as if you were smoking 15 cigarettes a day. So it's important to get out there and be with other folks and find something that's meaningful and purposeful in your life, to not take the attitude of, oh, well, you know, I'm too old to try this or to continue this. You know, and you mentioned yourself, you could give up on the golfing, but, you know, so you keep golfing, and maybe later on you'll add a cart or you'll do it a little bit more slowly, or you'll go down to 9 holes, but you're still, you know, practicing a hobby and enjoying it. And you mentioned jogging, that you picked up a new one. Obviously, you talk to interesting people all day long, every day. So, you know, having connection and having a purposefulness of giving back. But you certainly indicated the best ones. The most important ones are regular exercise and good nutrition.
Yeah. Talking today with Betsy Abramson, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Institute for Healthy Aging. Give a call with your own experiences, questions, or comments. Love to hear from you at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. I'm wondering, does ageism affect our health and the way we feel and think about ourselves?
It absolutely does, and I'm glad you brought that up. We have learned here that through some marvelous work that's been conducted by Dr. Becca Levy at Yale University's School of Medicine and Public Health, that the relentless ageism and the cracks about, oh boy, you're all going downhill, and how negative aging is in our age-segregated society, and the messages you get through advertising and greeting cards and the healthcare system, et cetera, really weigh on people, and it leads to folks having younger people having very negative images of getting older. And that, in turn, the more negative associations you have with aging, the less chance you're going to engage in preventive kind of behavior like getting flu shots or blood pressure screenings or exercising or good nutrition. And all told, her research shows that people who have positive views of aging, which you got to work to have with all the ageism out there, actually cut when you have a positive view of aging, you'll live 7.5 years longer than people who have negative associations with aging. So it's important for us to embrace all the good parts about getting older, and fighting off ageism is a way to do that.
Yeah. Is there something you can say to someone in a nice way when they, make a crack like that?
That's a good question, because we try here to enlighten people, not shame them when they give you those black balloons or the over the hill cards, whatever. And I usually say, I know you're just trying to be funny, but I'm kind of worried about ageism in the world, and that there's science now that shows us the more we internalize all these negative thoughts about aging, the worse for our health, and that it leads to decreased memory and increased dementia, more hearing loss, less will to live, not engaging these preventive behaviors. So, we all need to recognize that the same as racism and sexism, ageism really takes a toll on our health. So that's a long-winded answer. I don't usually go that long, but I, usually say something simple like, I know that you meant that to be funny, or when somebody says to me, oh, wow, you look so good for 64, I say, well, what does age have to do with it? You take care of yourself and all will be well.
Well, yeah, and I'd probably say, are you trying to cut 7 years off my life?
Yeah, there you go. 7.5, Larry, 7.5.
Oh, 7.5. Well, that would certainly open the conversation, because they'd say, why 7? And then you can just come ahead with it.
Well, we have buttons now that say, ask me about 7.5, and we're on a big campaign here to help yourself to better health. By engaging in the kind of activities that you mentioned, by registering for one of our many evidence-based health promotion programs that are offered all across Wisconsin, and by increasingly calling out ageism and working to have positive attitudes about aging, both for ourselves and our kids and our grandkids.
Lots of callers online. Let's take some calls. Tammy and Jane in Forest County. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Well, I am the aging director for Forest County, and Jean is one of our volunteers, and she conducts 2 classes for Strong Bodies. She does a basic and an advanced class. We also do Walk with Ease and Living Well with Chronic Conditions, and we've had a lot of success in our programs. People have commented how they're strength has been improved, their balance has been improved, how their overall health has been improved, bone density has improved. Jean has also talked to a lot of people.
I think we have people who agree with me when I say that Strong Bodies is kind of like a social group that all just does exercise on the side, because you really do create a new group of friends. And we socialize outside of the exercise class, which I think is a significant thing for people who have just moved to Forest County and are looking to find their feet in this area. It's a good resource in case you have health issues or you need support.
Well, that's, you know, and Betsy, that goes along with what you were just talking about, not only the exercise, but maintaining a good social ties. And something like what Tammy and Jane are involved in Forest County sounds like it's meeting some good goals.
It's fantastic. We have so much respect for what's going on up in Forest County. And, you know, that's a very small county. And yet that Tammy is the aging unit director, you know, look, she's saying she's filling this class and people keep taking it. And Strong Bodies is a strength and exercise class that's evidence-based. That means you're investing your time in something that's researched and proven to get good health outcomes. And as she mentioned, not only are you getting the physical outcomes, a good exercise, but they've formed a support group, essentially, and friendships for these folks who take the class, who take it semester after semester and then become friends. And, you know, in groups like that, if somebody doesn't show, they're worried that something happened to them, and they're all eagerly anticipating this one's new grandbaby or, you know, what's going on with them. And that's just Strong Bodies is an awesome evidence-based program. It's run out of aging units, UW Extension offices. So anyone interested in that program should call their county aging office or their UW Extension office and find out more about it, because it's a great program. And thanks for all you're doing there to help Wisconsinites.
Yeah, thanks, Tammy and Jane. Appreciate it very much. Let's take a call from Kay in Milwaukee next. Hi, Kay.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I highly endorse what I've been hearing. I actually am from Loma Linda, and my family was a part of the Blue Zone study that the National Geographic did when they said that Loma Linda had the longest lived population on Earth other than the one in northern China. And much of what you mentioned is a part of what has been our culture for decades and decades. And my dad is 96, and he just shot a birdie last week.
Good on him.
Good on him. He should play with Larry, then you'll have better competition.
Yeah. But one of the main things is, as you said, keep it up, keep it going. And what have you done to improve someone else's life today, and what have you done to improve your own?
Oh, that's an...
Those are great messages, Kay, and you know, you got it right on. And she mentioned a really interesting study called the Blue Zones that we've actually had speakers from there at one of our statewide conferences. And it was a National Geographic researcher, as Kay mentioned, who traveled the world to find out what it was, you know, where people lived the longest. And she mentioned Loma Linda, California was, I believe, the only place in the United States that had all these centenarians, and was researching what made for these folks to have such long lives. And they found things like, as Kay mentioned, regular exercise, not running to the gym for 30 minutes and then sitting the rest of the day, but incorporating movement into your day all along, like shepherds in Sicily who, you know, walk a lot for their work, and those kinds of social connections. And as Kay mentioned, that feeling of being needed by somebody, whether it's your family or a place you volunteer for, but you have something to give and you have something you need from them, that social connection, that interdependence that makes our societies grow and grow old very well.
And thanks again for that call. We're visiting today with Betsy Abramson, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Institute for Healthy Aging. I'm Larry Mueller. Breon Schessel, our on-air producer today, Dave Potratz, our engineer, and you are listening to the Ideas Network. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. We're talking today with Betsy Abramson, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Institute for Healthy Aging. And of course, this is National Senior Health and Fitness Day, so a perfect time to talk with her about it. You can join in with your questions or maybe your experiences at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at ideas@wpr.org. And let's take another call. Diane in La Crosse, it's your turn. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. I just wanted to put in a plug. Our La Crosse County Senior Health and Fitness Day is taking place this afternoon between noon and 4 at the Onalaska Methodist Church. And so I would invite everybody to come out. I'm going to be doing fall risk screenings. We'll have representatives there from many of the evidence-based programs, all kinds of neat things. So anybody in the La Crosse area should try to visit us between noon and 4 today.
All right. And Betsy, I bet those kinds of activities are going on all over the state. Betsy, are you there? Betsy, are you there? I think we lost her for a second here. Not sure what happened. Well, I really appreciate your comments, Diane. I think it's wonderful, and we'll get Betsy back online here in just a minute and talk some more with her. But and where is the event, by the way, Diane?
It's at the Onalaska United Methodist Church, and unfortunately, I don't know the address off the top of my head, but it is just north of Main Street in Onalaska, so easy to find.
All right, there you go. Let's take another call while we're trying to get Betsy back online here. Rick in Stoughton, it's your turn. Hi, Rick.
Good morning. I am just finishing up delivering Meals on Wheels, and I have three of my clients who have just turned 90, so that's a good note, but it seems like the majority of the people that I deliver to schedule their days by their TV programs. And it's troubling to basically walk in and everyone is always sitting in front of the TV, you know, 90% of the people I deliver to. And I'm just wondering who, other than like, I might say, well, are you going to get out for a walk today? I'm wondering who might incentivize these folks to do more than sit in front of the TV. What kinds of help do they have in that area?
Mm-hmm. Hi there, it's Betsy. I'm back on. Somehow we got lost. I don't know what happened there, but anyway, have you as a thanks? First of all, thank you so much for your volunteer work in delivering these meals. It's super important and it's much appreciated. Have you? Wondering if you've relayed the concerns you have to the program that you work with, the supervisors, and encourage these folks to call their county aging unit or their aging and disability resource center and ask for the information and assistance line that might tell them about other programs and other things they could do. If they're pretty much homebound, there still might be transportation to take them to various social outings, even if they got their meals instead of being home delivered, if they were eligible and able to go and eat their meals in a congregate setting that all the counties have, it would involve some movement and some socialization, because I have heard comments like you have mentioned many times before, how sad it is to watch people whose entire world is from the lazy boy to the bathroom to the bedroom. And we know that doesn't have any of the makings of what makes for healthy aging. So I applaud you in recognizing that we all have a responsibility to see if we can figure out a way to get folks more engaged and involved. So a friendly visitor program, for example, that might come and visit that person and then say, let's take a walk out your front door and go 10 yards today and 20 yards tomorrow and perhaps can make it all the way around the block at some point, but something to get folks a little more engaged. Maybe they're part of a faith-based organization that has some connections for them. But I would try those, faith-based volunteer programs that send friendly visitors and your county aging department.
And Rick is in Stoughton, so that's Dane County, Wisconsin. So there, I know there are many good services in Dane County.
There are. There are the focal points. You might even try like the Stoughton Senior Center, see if they have any. Some senior centers have senior centers without walls where they go out and help folks out. So I would talk to some of the case managers out at the Stoughton Senior Center or call the ADRC, Aging and Disability Resource Center, right here in Dane County to see what kind of services they might have for some of the folks on your route.
Yeah.
Again, thanks for your service.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Rick, for calling. Appreciate it. I want to get Kenneth in Janesville involved here. Kenneth, thank you for calling.
Yes. I would like to second the notion of the meal program. And I am always disappointed that so few people use it. It's not a low-income program.
Not at all, right.
And it offers a nutritious meal. I mean, the most nutritious you can get, really. And it's a donation, on a donation basis, and it really should be more used, I think, than what I've seen that it is. And I just want to say, second, the idea of walking. I mean, this winter there were a couple of weeks where it was really cold and more difficult to do that, and I noticed a drastic change in just a half an hour of walking every day makes a great difference. It has made a great difference in my health and attitude.
That's fantastic, Kenneth. And as you mentioned about the congregate dining sites, again, if you call in Rock County, it'd be the Rock County Council on Aging, but if you call the Aging and Disability Resource Centers or the aging units, you'd find out where the congregate meal sites are. And I think as you're alluding to, Kenneth, I think the tagline in those programs is more than a meal, because we find that not only are folks getting a carefully prepared and nutritious meal, but again, there's that socialization, and often where the meal site is, there's an interesting program or activity before or after or both the meal. Those are the sites where we have a lot of our local partners are running these health promotion programs, the falls prevention and the chronic disease self-management programs that we run are often in the same sites as where the meals are. So it's as you said, much more than a meal. I also want to second what he said about walking. One of the programs we run is called Walk with Ease, and it's a program run that was designed by the University of North Carolina and the Arthritis Foundation. And exactly as Kenneth mentions, it's an hour program three times a week for 6 weeks, and it gets folks walking. And in Rock County, they ran one at a church, actually, and I think they went in circuits between the sanctuary and the social area or something. And it really gets folks who've been sedentary a long time starting to move through walking. And by the end of those 6 weeks, they've learned about the value of walking and have figured out, polar vortex or not, they're driving to the mall or the church or, the grocery store and just going up and down the aisles, getting their walks in, and that's really valuable.
Yeah.
We also have a great program called Physical Activity for Lifelong Success, which gets folks who've been sedentary a long time to be starting to get active and doing some exercise circuits. And you can find out about the programs I just mentioned and all the evidence-based health promotion programs on our agency's website, which is WIHealthyAging.org, WIHealthyAging.org. And we list all the health, these high-level evidence-based exercise and and disease management and fall prevention programs all over Wisconsin on our website. So I highly encourage folks to take advantage and, you know, start to help themselves to better health.
Very good. Thank you so much for calling. Again, you can join in with your own experiences or your questions or comments. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or email us at ideas@wpr.org. Let's take a call from Mary in Menominee next. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I just have a comment in regards to gardening. I belong to the local community garden, and we have people that are like 83 that show up in little scooters and then get out and do their plots. And they do 2.5 plots. We have, it's good for the sunshine, it's good for the socialization, and it's good food to bring home.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a win-win-win, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they're probably mixing generations, too, as you mentioned, which is also a really great thing. It's great modeling by those 83-year-olds of continuing to have purpose and get out and about, and that a scooter doesn't stop you from being active or taking good care of your health. And it's great for the folks who are 83 to be working side-by-side with folks who are a little younger and, as you said, producing great wholesome food out in the sunshine.
And great exercise. Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Mary, so much. Mary, tell them to listen to our Garden Talk program on Fridays.
I'm sure they all have their earbuds in, Larry, and they're listening as they hoe.
Oh, man. Linda emails. She's 68, works full-time. Physically active in her 40s and 50s, but became sedentary in recent years. She feels the results of increased weight and joint pain. She started physical therapy and a weight loss program. Can this help, she wonders, can this help reverse age-related issues and improve her longevity?
Absolutely. That's a hard yes on all those questions. She should also, the weight loss is great because excess weight is really hard on your joints. So it's good for her for both moving into physical therapy for the movement of that and for the weight loss. And I hope that she can find some ongoing exercise that she likes doing, either by herself or with others. She'd be, if she's become the sedentary, she'd be a great candidate for our either the Walk with Ease program, the physical activity with lifelong success, even our Living Well with Chronic Conditions program and our Living Well with Chronic Pain programs would be good programs for her to consider. Look at our website and find some in your area because all of those will help her with that motivation she needs to become a good self-manager. And it sounds like she's well on her way, having decided, yeah. Wait a minute, you know, how did I let all this happen? I'm only 68 and, you know,
A lot of possible years left there.
Absolutely. She's got a good 20, 25 years left, and she wants to live them in, as healthfully as possible. So getting started, like Kenneth, who's, you know, walking in Janesville, it's too bad they're so far apart. They could walk together. But she could find one of these walking groups and get going.
Let's take a call from Cassie in Spring Green. Hi, Cassie.
Thanks for having me.
Sure.
I just wanted to share that I live in Spring Green, and I have a fitness center here. And about 5 years ago, we noticed that there was a lull during the noon time, and we came up with the idea of starting a class called Forever Fit. And since then, it's developed into another one called Gentle Fit, and it's in chairs. And the things that we have noticed over the last 5 years have not only surprised us, but surprised members that have taken the class. They've gotten way more social. People that have never even considered being in a fitness center have been dragged in, maybe by a spouse, only to discover that they love it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, their minds are being exercised as
sure.
well. They're finding that they can get relief from pain meds that they thought they'd have to be on the rest of their life. We've really just seen so many great developments, and I just wanted to share that.
Oh,
what a fantastic success story. That's just so great. And see, you know, you it's like they say, if you build it, they will come, or they will be dragged in to come. But what great outcomes you're getting from that. And as you said, that elixir, that exercise is, has led them to more than you know, physical agility, has opened them up and stimulated them in so many ways.
Thank you very much, Cassie. And, you know, and it helps her business a little bit at the same time.
Sure.
So that's wonderful.
Right.
Doing some good things there. Thank you again. Let's take a call from Dan in Madison next. Hi, Dan.
Yeah, how you doing? This is a get your hankies out.
Okay.
I had a band. We were working with food pantries back in the, it would have been the late 70s, early 80s. And we were, like, busy getting fencing and finding a sponsor for beer and finding bands and doing all this. And a couple of gals were chasing around permits and everything. And the nurse that was overseeing it drug us all into St. Mary's to a conference room. And she goes, listen, everybody, you're doing a great job, but just stop. There's this little old lady we would go see every day, every week. We'd go see her every week and we'd check on her. And it seemed like something was wrong with her throat. And we're looking down her throat, and we're like, had somebody else come in and look. And then we did it another time. And about the third time we did it, the woman said, what's wrong? And they said, well, we're worried about your throat. We're looking for nodes. We think you might have throat cancer or something because it seems like you're having trouble talking. She goes, oh, there's nothing wrong with my throat. Only time I talk is when you're here.
Oh.
And she just left that hanging in the room. And you couldn't look at anybody else in the room. We just sat there and cried. Oh. She goes, that's why you're here. That's why you're here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Boy.
Yeah, well, there's a good example of how bad social isolation can be, huh?
Yeah.
Good for all of you for trying to pull her out and get her going and some connections with people. You know, in our programs, we really do all these programs because of the good health outcomes that they show of reduced hospitalizations and emergency visits and better range of motion and all. But a recent study was done of a lot of them and found that when people enroll and partake of these health promotion programs, there's also this huge mental health benefit of the kinds of socialization and connection that so many of your callers today, Larry, have mentioned is missing in people's lives. So that is really an additional incentive for folks to go visit our website and see if there isn't something from our large menu that appeals to them.
Someone else was wondering about caregivers, and a lot of times the caregiver is it might be the husband caring for the wife or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Are there supports that exist for family caregivers in Wisconsin?
Definitely. We have enormous resources for caregiving, which of course, is such a huge issue now. We actually even have one of our programs. I thought, you know, maybe somebody slipped you a little note there or something, Larry. But one of our programs is called Powerful Tools for Caregivers, and it helps caregivers learn to take not how to be better caregivers, but how to take better care of themselves so that they can last longer as a caregiver. And it gives them very specific skills in understanding about boundaries and limits and how much care they can give and how they can factor in exercise for themselves and take better have better nutrition for themselves and what resources are available. And the program is called Powerful Tools for Caregivers, and it's been proven to show that if folks who take this have a significant decrease in negative emotions about caregiving, less guilt, less resentment, less anger, less sadness. They also become more aware of community resource, and they start taking better care of themselves. And virtually every one of our county aging departments has someone who specializes in resources for caregivers. So in addition to the evidence-based program that I mentioned, we administer and provide with our local partners, there are also lots of other resources at county level. So we just cringe at the thought of caregivers thinking they're all alone, because they don't need to be. There are so many good resources for them. So thanks for bringing that up.
And I'm wondering about reach. How does a person, you know, there's county aging programs in mm-hmm. all the counties, aren't there?
Right, counties and the tribes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, counties and the tribes. So how, if you're kind of thinking to yourself, I should get a hold of my county, how do they find out or how do they reach those folks?
Well, for folks who still have phone books, I would look in your county, you know, in county health, county human services, and sometimes it says county aging unit, or it'll say the county aging and disability resource center. And if you're online, if you stick in your Google the name of your county aging and disability resource center, it'll pop up.
Wow. And finally, let's go back to your site and maybe some final thoughts from you on aging and our health and how we view it.
Great. I wanted to repeat again that our website is www, of course, wihealthyaging.org. That's W-I-healthyaging, all one word, .org. And there you can find a lot of resources, descriptions of our various programs. You can click on to find a workshop there. If you don't find one in your community coming up soon, then again, contact your county, tell them you're interested, your county aging unit, tell them you're interested, and ask when what something's going to be coming up. Take advantage of today's Senior Health and Fitness Day, to make a commitment to take better care of yourself and to think about turning over a new leaf in exercise, nutrition, one of these health promotion programs, to work on having and modeling positive aging, because that will earn you another 7.5 years of life. So I really encourage all of those elements for folks. And all the things we've mentioned, get out there, try to be more engaged, and vice versa. If you know someone, like the caller from the St. Mary's guy, I think his name was Dan, if you know someone who's isolated, reach out in your community and let's gather everyone in our communities out of their houses and get some connections going. It's summertime, and what a great time. Today is May 29th, right? There's 3 days left in May, and this is Older Americans Act Month. And we like to call it Healthy Older Americans Act Month. So lots of opportunities.
Well, you're doing some great work. Do you exercise every day or try to get out every day, by the way, Betsy?
Oh, my God. Did my husband call and put you up to that question? Do I try to every day? Yes, we'll just leave it right there, Larry.
Okay. Well, Betsy, you're doing wonderful work. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity. Be well. Thank you.
To you as well. Betsy Abramson is Executive Director of the Wisconsin Institute for Healthy Aging. And again, their website is wihealthyaging.org. Well, our next guest says we can improve our lives through architecture and how we live and the kind of home we live in. We'll be talking about that next with our guest, Virge Temme, here on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller.